Now, I want you to read with me tonight perhaps one of the most well-known of New Testament gospel stories. I want you to read with me in Luke's gospel and in chapter 15. The story that is commonly called the story of the prodigal son. Verse number 11 of Luke 15. And he, that is the Lord Jesus, said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose, and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured his living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Now the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word. Quite a lengthy reading, and yet it took us less than 4 minutes to read this lovely story. The story of the prodigal son. It is to me a story in 7 chapters with a happy ending. And as the Lord helps us and as time permits, we will look at the story tonight. I want you to think, first of all, a little of the background. Over chapters 15 and 16, there is one word that could be written. It is the word lost. As chapter 15 opens, we have there the story of the lost sheep. In verses 8 to 10 of that story, of that chapter, we have the story of the lost silver. In verses 11 right through to the end of the chapter where we read, we have the story of the lost son. And then in chapter 16, we have the story of the lost soul. And my dear friend, we could link those four together and have a very solemn gospel message. If you think of the lost sheep, it was helplessly lost. It deliberately journeyed away. And I'm wondering in this company tonight, is there someone, and you are like that lost sheep? You have deliberately gone astray. And oh, my dear friend, if that is true, maybe a dear lady, a dear man, a boy, a girl, a teenager tonight, and you've deliberately gone astray. You've gone down the path toward eternal ruin. The words of Scripture would be true concerning you tonight. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. Oh, my dear friend, let me tell you, and it is with joy that we tell you, if tonight you recognize yourself as a lost sheep, please remember the words of Luke 19 and 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And friend, tonight we tell you that there is one that is seeking the lost sheep. Dear lady, seeking you tonight. He left the heights of eternal glory. He died on that cross of shame. He shed his precious blood that you might be found. And on this stormy night, thank God, you can be found. The seeking sinner and the seeking Savior can meet right here in this room. You could go out of the doors, down the steps, into the night, knowing Christ is your Savior. The sheep was helplessly lost. But friend, I want you to think that the silver was hopelessly lost. It was lying yonder somewhere, and you remember that lady, she got that broom and she swept the house, and like the shepherd with the sheep, she sought until she found it. It was picked up and it was used. Could I say to you tonight, young friend, your life is hopeless, it is empty. You're no use to God as you are. You're a poor sinner. Thank God tonight the Lord Jesus, like that lady in Luke 15 here, the Lord is seeking you. He can lift you maybe out of the gutter of sin. Maybe you've slipped far into the gutter than ever you intended to be. Oh, my friend, he can lift you out of the gutter of sin. He can make a man, a woman out of you. He can use you for his glory. It's not God's intention that you lie in your sin. You may be helplessly lost tonight, but thank God you can be found. The son was willfully lost. While The silver was helplessly lost. Rather, the sheep was helplessly lost. And the silver was hopelessly lost. The son was willfully lost. He deliberately went astray. And every step he took was taking him further and further away. Until in the goodness of God he was stopped on his downward course. But my dear friend, with the sheep it was found. With the silver it was lifted. With the son he was welcomed. But as we turn to chapter 60, I want you to think there of a soul. He was eternally lost. And tonight, nearly 2,000 years later, that man is in hell, because Luke 16 is not a parable. There was a certain rich man, and names are mentioned. It's not a parable. Tonight, as you and I sit in this comfortable gospel hall, there's a rich man that had the opportunity of being saved. He had Moses and the prophets, the Old Testament scriptures. And tonight, he's eternally lost. But it is my exercise to look with you for a little while at this young man. I judge he was a young man. He was the younger of two sons of his father. And I want you to think, my dear friend, first of all, of chapter 1 of his life. And there I want you to think of it under the title, His Desire. Listen to his words. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Here is a young man, and he's dissatisfied. That heart of his is empty, and he has a longing. And I would believe, as I translate this down into this gathering tonight, there's maybe a young man or a young lady, and your heart is empty. If you're not saved tonight, your heart must be empty. Because, my dear friend, the pleasures of the world will never fill a longing heart. We used to sing the chorus, now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love, there's life, there's lasting joy. Lord Jesus found in thee. And friend, I threw out a challenge to you tonight, and I would be glad to talk to you about it afterwards. If you do not have Christ as your Savior, your life is empty. It's meaningless. But I want you to think for a moment or two of the cry of this young man. He said, Father, give me. You know, my friend, tonight, that is the cry of multitudes of young folk. That is the cry of older men and women as they're reaching out and grasping. They've been grasping through life. We talked about this last night. Grasping a bubble. And as we grasp that colored bubble, it disappears. Young man, tonight the world has nothing left to give. It has no new, no pure delight. Oh, try the joys that Christ can give. Thou wouldst be saved. Why not tonight? And I want you to think of the cry of this poor, dissatisfied young man. He says, give me. I would like to say, dear friend, that there are two in this meeting tonight unseen, who desire to give you? And first of all, it's Satan himself. Oh, young man, Satan will fulfill that desire of your heart in a temporary way. If you want pleasure, he'll give you pleasure. If you want popularity, Satan will give you popularity. If you want sin, Satan will give you sin. But remember, at the end of a life lived for Satan, there's hell and the lake of fire. I was thinking today, as I was thinking of this message, of the words of Judas. You remember as Judas went yonder, desiring to sell the Lord Jesus, he said, "What will you give me?" And those godless religious men, they triced with Judas for 30 pieces of silver. And I see poor Judas yonder. Oh yes, he sold the Lord Jesus. He got his silver. But my dear friend had burnt his fingers. And I see him yonder as he clashes the silver onto the pavement. And I was reading this afternoon, and it deeply impressed me. You remember what they said? Young man tonight in this gathering, young lady, Satan desires to give you. But it is the price of a soul. But I want you to think there's another in this company tonight, and he desires to give you. And I want you to think of the Lord Jesus. You remember the lovely words of Matthew 11 and 28, when he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you." Will you listen to the voice of the Lord Jesus? Will you? He says, "I will give you rest." I wonder, is there a burdened soul tonight in this company? And you've listened to the voice of Satan for many a day. You've discovered that Satan, while he gives you pleasure, there's a bitter taste left after you enjoy the pleasure. I remember on one occasion, the train in Northern Ireland, I got into the train in the city of Belfast, and there was two young fellows. We weren't more than a mile out of the city when those two fellows, one was vomiting out of one window and the other was vomiting out of the other window. They were violent. I watched those lads. My heart was breaking for them. They might have been about 17. And I remember one fellow sat down, they both sat down, and one said to the other, he said, "Is it worth it?" Oh, dear friend, tonight, the devil will offer you sin. After trying it, young man, I would ask you tonight, is it worth it? The pleasures of sin are but for a season. But in the closing moments of my message tonight, I want to introduce you to the Lord Jesus. What will he give you? The Son of God who loved me, Galatians 2 and verse 20. The Son of God who loved me and gave. What did he give? He gave himself. Himself for me? Oh, come with me outside Jerusalem's city walls. Three crosses standing side by side, of broken law aside, two for their own transgressions died, the middle one for mine. Would you like to be saved tonight in this meeting? Would you like to know sins forgiven? My dear friend, the devil has failed to answer your call to satisfy your heart. But tonight there is one in this company, the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Holy Spirit's power, the words would be winged to your heart now. And it could mean salvation for you. The Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, my dear friend, you're the sinner. And thank God Christ died for sinners, but I have to come closer. It's the Son of God who loved me. He died for me, a poor, guilty sinner. Yonder as I see him by faith in Calvary, hands are outstretched. One touches the very throne of God, and he can touch that throne because he was God. The other, the hymn writer says, it reaches me, it reaches me. Oh, wondrous grace, it reaches me. Pure, exhaustless, ever-flowing, wondrous grace, it reaches me, and that other hand outstretched can touch the poor sinner. One Monday morning, the 20th of February, 1933, that precious blood, the value of it, reached my poor heart. And tonight, dear friend, if there is that call, give me. Look away to Calvary. He says, I will give you. He died for you. He shed his precious blood. He loved you so much that he went all the way to Calvary. My friend, get it tonight. It's for someone in this meeting. Don't miss it. If you but grasp the truth of this, salvation is yours. As you would cry, give me. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Accept that sacrifice as you will. And on the authority of God's word, you have everlasting life. May God grant it for his name. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this lovely hymn that we've given expression to tonight. And we thank thee for the thrill to those of us who are saved when we can sing, knowing that thy word is true, that Christ receiveth sinful men. Lord, there are a number of us, and we can look back to that happy day, and we can say, even me with all my sin, purged from every spot and stain. O our Father, we would thank thee for the fullness of the salvation that we enjoy tonight. And we pray, our Father, that thou wilt help us afresh to appreciate the Blessed One who on the cross bore our sin in his own body in the tree. We ask, Father, for any in this company who are not saved, who do not know their sins forgiven, who have never come as guilty sinners, who know nothing of the salvation that is found in Christ Jesus. O Lord, we do pray for them that they may realize the emptiness of a life without Christ. And we pray that tonight there may be some in this company who will indeed swing the heart's door widely open, bid Christ enter while they may. We pray, Lord, that thou will bless our meeting to this end. We pray that the Lord Jesus will be glorified in the salvation of souls. This we ask, Father, in that worthy and in that precious name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.